Welcome to The Week That Was, a look back at the past 7 days on site. I'm David Adams, editor of Site Magazine, and on site this week our coverage included how churches in the Democratic Republic of Congo have been temporarily closed as congregants stay away amid Ebola fears, a look at how the Church of England is using social media to reach out to those who don't regularly go to church, and what new research has revealed about the views of Australian teenagers when it comes to spirituality. But first, a story on how US pastors have responded in the wake of the Me Too and Church Too movements. New research shows that half of Protestant ministers say they now preach to their churches several times a year about domestic and sexual violence, a figure well up from the third who said they did so 4 years ago. The Lifeway research was based on a survey of 1,000 pastors undertaken by phone during this Northern Hemisphere summer. It also found that of those pastors who'd heard of the Me Too movement, 4 in 10 said they were now more inclined to preach about domestic and sexual violence issues. Other findings showed that 8 in 10 pastors said they knew of someone who's experienced domestic or sexual violence, a figure slightly up on the proportions 4 years ago, but a fifth of them said that they themselves had experienced domestic or sexual violence, a figure which was almost double that of the 11% in 2014. Over to the Democratic Republic of Congo, and we ran a story on how thousands of churches in the country's east have closed as the Ebola outbreak continues, with congregants opting to stay away from the gathering together amid fears of spreading the virus. One pastor said the people are being told to stay away and pray in their homes. The latest figures show that 92 people have died from Ebola since the latest outbreak began in August. Over to the UK, and we ran a story this week on how the Church of England, facing declining numbers with just 1 in 7 Brits now saying they belong to it, is using social media to reach out to younger generations, especially those who don't regularly go to church. Adrian Harris, the Church of England's head of digital, said the aim is to draw people to Christian worship long term, and that while they're seeing encouraging signs as a result of the social media campaign, it will take some time to translate into more people going to church. Back in Australia, and this week we published the results of new research looking at the views of us teenagers on spirituality. It showed that the largest proportion, 23%, consider themselves this worldly, meaning they had no space in the worldview for religious, spiritual or non-material possibilities, while 20% see themselves as nominally religious and 18% as spiritual but not religious. Some 17% describe themselves as religiously committed. In other news this week, Hillsong Church announced that it's creating its own denomination as it comes out from under the umbrella of the Australian Christian Churches in recognition, according to Global Senior Pastor Brian Houston, of its increasing global presence. In the US, Willow Creek Community Church has announced details of an independent inquiry into sexual misconduct allegations against Bill Hybels. It comes as Steve Carter, former lead teaching pastor, has broken his silence about the scandal, speaking about why he quit, his feelings about its founding pastor, and the questions he still has for the church. In Niger, an Italian Catholic priest has been abducted, the latest such kidnapping in the West African nation. We reported on a growing schism between the Russian Orthodox Church and the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, the de facto head of the Orthodox Church as a whole, over a dispute concerning the church in the Ukraine. And the World Bank has said that while the global rate of poverty is at its lowest level ever, the push to end extreme poverty by 2030 is unlikely to be met unless countries make significant policy changes on aid. We also ran an essay looking at the faith of former US President Ronald Reagan and another calling for Australia to look inward as well as outward when addressing the Sustainable Development Goals. Among our columns this week, we have a sightseeing piece on the Beatitudes of Mr. Rogers, a celebration of the values for which the iconic US TV show host Fred Rogers stood for. While in our Saints of Past Ages column, we take a look at the Dark Ages Irish missionary, St. Columba, and our WOW column provides a story on how a Scottish university intends to undertake a program of reparative justice after finding that some of its benefactors had profited from slavery. In reviews, we look at US academic Melissa Kane Travis's book, looking at how science and philosophy support the maker thesis, the idea that there's someone behind the creation of the universe. And we also have views of the Australian film, The Merger, and the latest take on the A.A. Milne story, Christopher Robin. Of course, you can read these stories and many more on the website, and don't forget to leave your comments. And while you're there, please take part in our reader survey. Remember, you can keep up to date with all the Tapping In On Site by subscribing to the Site Daily or Site Weekly emails. We also have a host of other emails, including a prayer email and a church newsletter email each week. You can also, of course, keep up to date through a range of social media, including Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. And don't forget that if you can help out, please consider giving just a small amount, as little as $1 a month, to help us continue our work on site. Click on the subscribers category on the site's menu bar under the masthead for details. I'm David Adams, editor of Site Magazine, and that was The Week That Was.